Sunny 101.5 News.
Good morning, I'm Jimmy Rosari. Some people at an RV manufacturer in Napanee are without a job this morning. Officials at Newmar confirmed the company eliminated positions at its Napanee campus, although they have not said how many jobs were impacted. The company cites decreased customer demand, dealer inventory levels, and other business considerations as the reasons for the layoffs. A new level of security is making its way to Michiana. LVT stands for Live View Technology, the company responsible for the device. The security unit is a surveillance system on wheels, powered by solar power, allowing it to be put anywhere. It extends 22 feet in the air with a flashing blue light, a loudspeaker, and between one and three cameras with 32 times zoom and night vision capabilities. Mishawaka police say the security units have already helped them on several cases and believe more units will be beneficial for the community. The Powerball jackpot continues to roll over. Nobody matched the six numbers in last night's drawing. They were 11, 38, 41, 62, 65, and the Powerball 15. Saturday night's drawing will be for an estimated $1.23 billion. The odds of winning Saturday night's drawing are 1 in 292 million. A new law will take effect for Hoosier schools next fall, targeting cell phones. Governor Eric Holcomb signed a Senate bill prohibiting students from using cell phones during class. It's to encourage student engagement. According to health experts, cell phone usage in children can ruin their concentration. Teachers say they hope to see a difference once the law takes effect, and safety remains a top priority. Officials in LaPorte County want to warn residents about a phone scam circulating that poses as police. The LaPorte County Sheriff's Office says they've received many reports about someone calling from what looks like the department's phone number and says the victim has an outstanding warrant for failure to appear for jury duty. The scammer then tells the victim that they can clear up the warrant by paying over the phone. Authorities say they would never call you and request payment for a warrant or a fine. Dozens of animals are being relocated to animal sanctuaries and away from an animal refuge in Kosciuszko County. Isaiah 11 Ministry is facing significant criticism for its animals' living conditions. The owner was given a 30-day ultimatum to make improvements. Now the Kosciuszko County Sheriff's Office, working alongside PETA, have taken action, relocating more than 35 animals ranging from cats, dogs, donkeys, and pigs. Seiya Suzuki homered in his second straight game and drove in four runs, and the Chicago Cubs regrouped to beat the Colorado Rockies 9-8 after blowing a six-run lead last night. Help with the pitching rotation may soon be on its way as well. Jameson Taillon, who's been out with a back strain, is set to start a rehab assignment Sunday with AA Tennessee. The Atlanta Braves and Chicago White Sox had their game postponed Wednesday because of a forecast of persistent rain and snow. The game was rescheduled for June 27th. For the second straight day, the scheduled game between the Detroit Tigers and New York Mets was postponed because of rain. Last night's game will be made up as part of a doubleheader beginning at 12:10 today, originally an off day for both teams. The Brooklyn Nets outlasted the Indiana Pacers 115-111 last night to split a home-and-home set and snap the Pacers' three-game win streak. The Nets were still eliminated from postseason contention, though, when Atlanta beat Detroit at home to wrap up at least a spot in the NBA's play-in tournament. Jalen Johnson had 28 points, 14 rebounds, and 11 assists, and the Hawks overcame a 50-point effort by Detroit's Malachi Flynn for the 121-113 win.
Cloudy skies with rain and snow showers this morning, transitioning over to all rain. Temperatures make it into the low 40s. I'm WSBT 22's Lynette Grant.